Andrea, Wednesday service, January 2002. Thank you. Can you imagine her lungs must be powerful?
You know, if you find that the power that takes to blow on that thing, she's got a full head and that's a way to
come. We love you, Louise. We love you, Louise. We love you.
What are you going to do next week?
With the strong lungs that you have, Devlin, and that strong lungs that she has, the two ought to come up with something for us. Did you ever sing with an instrument like that, play for you? Both of you. Okay, Louise. We want you to team up with Devlin. She has strong lungs also, and see if we can. What do you say, honey? Well, now you're ready for another treat. This young lady is going to share her thoughts with us this evening is a right arm at the Sunday church, a right arm in my life, and a mother of four boys that are outstanding. Her boys have never caused her 1 minute of heartache. Her son's graduating with a 4.0 from high school. I think God is on her team. But I think part of it is she has to put up with Michael, her husband. I think I see the smirk on his face. He goes, ah, ha, ha, ha. See that? No, he's absolutely perfect too. This is a couple I've loved for quite a few years now. Andrea and Michael, but we only get Andrea tonight. Now hurry back! Hurry back! He was wonderful when we used to be playing. His whole body just go. You could just feel his body going with that music. You just feel it. It just goes through every bone in his body, wasn't it, Sam?
Yeah.
That's okay. I still tried to hold it back. But, Stan, what instrument does he play?
Yeah.
And does he play with a group? Well, he sure has a music in his bones. Can you how is this, honey? Get ready to hear the shock, the thought, the shock.
The shocking thought.
The shock of one of my favorite people, Otto Andrea.
It may be shot. Thank you for that music. I just watched that movie a couple nights ago, for the second time, and I just, it's an excellent movie, and that music was, I think that was almost enough to just call it quits and go home. Wasn't that great? Thank you. Well, it feels really good to be here. I don't know, I think it's been a couple months since I've been here. Not because I don't love being here, it's because it's that fun life. Life has been very busy and very full and actually really good. And that's kind of what I'm going to talk about, kind of about where you are in your life and how the angels work in your life and goals that you have. And every year it seems like when a new year starts, and I just realized this year, I get these little questions that present themselves in the beginning of the year. And then throughout the year, I get to see how they get answered. And I wish I would write these down, because I think over the last few years, I've had some really interesting things come up, and I've learned from each of these as the year goes on, but I don't write them down, and I just hope that I remember them. Because, you know, if you're going to learn a lesson, hopefully you remember it so you don't have to learn it again. So, you know that saying, wherever you are, there you are? Or when the time is right, the teacher will be there? All these things about, you know, where you are, there you are. What does that mean? Well, for me, in my life, I have found that I've wasted a lot of time being dissatisfied with where I was. No matter where I was, I always felt I should be doing something bigger, something better, making more money, making a change, doing, always feeling like I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And you know, that really is a waste of time. Because wherever I am is where I'm supposed to be at that time for whatever reason. It's like the reason you're here tonight is hopefully not out of habit, because it's what you do every Wednesday night. You come to the forum, you sit, you go home, you know. Hopefully you're here for a reason. You might have been here to hear that song. That might have been all that you needed to hear tonight. You might have been here to sing a song. Because singing can fill you up and, you know, help lift your spirit. Maybe something I'm going to say is going to help you with someone down the line, or something Millie's going to say, or a prayer you hear, or just somebody smiling and saying hello to you is what you're here for tonight. But for whatever that reason is, you're here because it's where you're supposed to be. So what I have decided in my life this year is I'm going to be happy and satisfied with wherever I am. And I'm going to make the most out of it. I believe that I am a spiritual being who is sent here to have a human experience. The problem is, the tambourine is falling. The problem is, a lot of those human qualities, the not real nice ones or the not real pretty ones, they seem to seep through, you know, and you forget that you're here, spiritual, and really, I think all of us are here to be an example of love. We're all here to be ministers, to be teachers, to be those examples of love, no matter where you are. no matter what your job is, even if you're in a little cubicle down at the very end in a little dark room and you sit there all day and you fight, where you're supposed to be for whatever that is. And when it's time to move on, you start feeling this feeling. Start feeling it and you move on. How many years do you be in a job and all of a sudden you start feeling this need to move on? And so you start searching yourself and you start making the change. I have been one of these very, very fortunate, blessed people that I've never had to look for a job. Anytime I have thought about a job, somebody's offering me a job. And most of the jobs that I've been at, I've been there for 10 months. I don't know why, but it always is like at the end of that 10 months, my time is up and I move on, and I'm happy with that. Now, I guess, in retrospect, I would say I did what I needed to do while I was there. I always left before I got that real dissatisfied feeling, but it just always moved on. So right now, I'm working in a beauty salon, and it's just fun. It's really not work. So a couple months ago, I started getting that feeling like, oh, I should be doing something else. You know, I'm really not changing the world. I'm just here, you know, talking to people and doing these fun little things and making appointments. And it's just kind of a fun job. But I realized something. I'm a minister there at times. I'll tell you the story of how I got this job. I had been thinking for a couple of months that I needed to be closer to home, to be working closer to home. In my mind, I started devising my perfect job. I had that I wanted to work, you know, 2 to 3, maybe 4 days a week. But I needed to be home when my kids got home. So that would be, you know, 9, 10 to 1 or 2, 4 or 5 hours a day. And I really wanted it to be close. And I wanted something fun and light and that. I did not tell anybody this. Well, about middle of August, I get this phone call one day, and it's a friend of ours, and she says, you know what, they're looking for a receptionist here. Would you be interested? I said, sure. Took me all of 2 minutes to get there. That's how close this place is. And the guy says, we only need you about 2, 3, maybe 4 days a week for about 4 hours a day. I had not told anybody that I was even looking or I was even thinking. I just had started thinking of this. So here I am in this beauty salon. And I love it. It's a lot of fun. I meet a lot of people. And it's a chance for me to talk to people. And you know what? Sometimes people need comfort. A woman came in whose husband had passed and she thought he was doing really bad things around her house. And ask me for my opinion. Did I think that when people died they could come back and be evil spirits and cause her house to be all wrecked and cause all this stuff? And I told her that I didn't believe that. And when she left, my boss said, you know what, she really needed to hear that. She needed to hear it from someone other than me because she thought I was just trying to make a fool good. And she said, so I'm really glad that you said that. That was the first day when I realized you are where you are. There's a reason. And maybe that's the only reason why I'm there. I don't know. But the time was right for that phone call, because I'll tell you something, if it would have been a week earlier, I probably wouldn't have taken it because I was getting over a cold and I wasn't feeling very well. And who wants to think about going to work when they're not feeling well? So the timing was right. And, you know, so many things in our lives go by that little round thing with those 12 numbers on it. So much of our life is run by time. And we get wrapped up in that time. And we try to hurry the time. You know, you've got my time, you've got your time, you've got your time. Everybody has their own time. But it seems like, you know, we're just trying to get more hours out of there. We want to put 24 numbers on it instead of 12. We want to get more, more, more. But, you know, in reality, it's not our time. We make up the time. It's the angel's time. They know when the time is right and when we're ready. How many times have you sat in Millie's class, and every year she has probably about 2 or 3, maybe 4 lessons that she does, and she gives the same one. And I did this just last year. She gave a lesson, and I said, "Well, I never heard that before." And she just smiled, and she said, "I give this lesson every year." Evidently, it had not been my time those years before for me to get that lesson. Because what she said, and she showed me the paper, it was in there, and it was marked like sometime in the 80s. And she's been giving this lesson for, you know, 20 years, and I'm going, "I never heard that. Are you sure you said it?" "Yes." And you know, but how many times do you hear that? I'm sure you hear that quite a bit. I mean, when the time is right for you to hear that, you will hear it. And sometimes we try to force that. You know, I have some of these human qualities that I've decided that, number one, I want to be satisfied in what I'm doing, no matter what I'm doing. And, you know, that can make the difference of having a happy life and having a, "Well, the day's over again, and here I am, trudging through," and, you know, it's just a getting through the day kind of life. So I've decided I want to have a happy life. I have a wonderful life. I just want to be more satisfied and more grateful for everything. Number two, I have a couple of those human emotion things that come up, and I don't like them. And they kind of wreak havoc on my marriage, and they kind of wreak havoc on my emotional well-being, and can just totally ruin my whole day when these things come up. And I kind of got upset a couple of weeks ago, and I told my husband, I said, "How do you change something when you've been doing the same thing for 35 years and you have, you know, it's like this happens, this reaction happens. It's like this circle. I might as well be a dog running around a circle chasing my tail." And I get really frustrated with it. How can I change it? Patty Walsh gave a talk a couple weeks ago, and she said, if you've been through an uncomfortable situation or you've been through a rough time, look back, see what it was that you needed to learn from that. Learn your lesson, otherwise it's going to come right back again, you're going to have to learn it. And I just want to stand up and say, but how? That is the magic word. How do you do that? Okay, I'm grateful. I'm very grateful. I'm going to be satisfied. I'm going to be more loving. But how do you break those habits? I don't know, but I'll tell you what I think. I think you need to become aware of what those are. And with other things that I've had, when they start coming up, you might start down that same road, but hurry up and flip that switch and go down another road or do something different. If you keep doing the same reaction, you're going to keep doing the same thing. So if you do something different, then maybe you can stop that and you can finally get past whatever that is. I, for one, am hoping next time I have one of these things where I get upset and I'm angry or I'm emotional, I'm asking the angels that I just start laughing like crazy. Or if it's with my husband, he would just start laughing. It might make me mad, but then again, it might just make me think that, you know what, in the scope of things, it really doesn't matter. Because most of the things that you get upset about and you worry about, they're so small. I think September 11th taught us all that a lot of things are so small that we get worried about. I worry about, oh, we need this check, and, you know, so-and-so owes it, and they haven't paid yet, and, you know, I really need it. But, you know, when it comes in a few days later, I usually really need it more those next few days than I did the few days before. So it's all that timing thing. The angels seem to know that. So I'm trying to remember that when I'm going somewhere or I'm expecting something and something keeps blocking me and I'm roadblocked, very venturesome, there's a reason. there is a reason why I'm not getting to where I want to go as fast as I am, or why I'm running late, or whatever it is, there's a reason. And if I get upset, I'm just going to get myself upset. I'm going to get my blood pressure up. I'm going to make a fool out of myself. And then I'm going to go, man, I really feel sad that I'm just, I didn't want to act like that. And then I'm going to go, thank you, God. Thank you, angels, because the outcome ends up being better. Saturday was a prime example. I was running about 15, 20 minutes late. And I had to get gas. Well, get in the gas station. There's this big truck there, so I had to kind of detour around to get in. To get out, the big truck had now moved, and now I had to detour around to get out. So I'm driving. I'm just a little bit, I was quite tense, because I don't like being late. And the song on the radio is driving me nuts. So I just start hitting, and there's this really irritating commercial that I thought, oh, I can't do this again. Get another one. And they're talking about this trip to Disneyland, and if you're the nice caller, call this number. And so I thought, oh, what the heck? And I dial this number. Well, guess where we're going next weekend? So I said, thank you, you know. I want to trip to Disneyland, you know. Before we get to spend the night at the Disneyland Hotel and go to Disneyland. I've been thinking, I would love to go to Disneyland, but, you know, just to walk in the park with four kids, you're going to drop a couple $100, not to mention food and everything. So I thought, you know, there was a reason, because if I would have been tootling down the freeway when I thought, I would have been in happy mood, and I probably would have been talking on my phone to my husband or just listening. I wouldn't have cared if an irritating song came on, because I would have just been, you know, instead I was aware that I didn't want to hear this and that, and I got this wonderful gift. And if I would just stop and remember that in my everyday life, in those times when somebody's late, when I'm late, when the check isn't coming in the mail today and I really wanted it today, if I would just remember that in time, I'm going to have a better reward than just this instant gratification. You know, we really live in a world of instant gratification. You need information, boom, you're on the internet. You can find anything you want. You know? You don't even have to wait for your payday. You can go down and pay a lot of money, and I don't suggest doing this. You can go down and give them a check at that payday loan, and you can get a check right then. So you don't have to wait those extra days or that week to decide if you really need that new pair of shoes. You can go get them right now. And then wear them once or twice and go, oh, I wish I would have waited, because now you get your paycheck. And, you know, so we live in a world of instant gratification, just boom, boom, boom. And so when we don't get these things just boom, 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 we tend to get a little riled and a little, you know, the old blood pressure starts going up. But if you really start paying attention, you'll notice that those little delays are usually little tokens, little gifts given to you. And if we would start taking those, and this is one of my goals for this year, because I am sure I'm going to get upset and I'm going to have all these human emotions come up. And you know what? I just want to try and remember and be aware the next time I start getting upset that something's not going my way or the way I think it should, that whatever is around the corner or happening in 15 minutes instead of now is for a reason. We get on the freeway 15 minutes later and you drive by a really bad accident and you say, oh, thank you. Whew, I could have been in that. How many times has that happened? And you go to leave a few minutes late and you notice you got a flat tire. Well, maybe if you would have left, you know, 15, 20 minutes earlier, it wouldn't have quite been down all that way. And you would have gotten a flat tire instead of in your garage, you would have gotten it on the freeway, or you would have had a blowout. I recently had a flat tire. Kind of started the whole day off wrong, but had two flat tires, that's right, in one day. It just, that was another one of those days. Two flat tires, you have to drive, then you have to drive with that funky little tire all the way clear to the coast to the tire guy. That was one of those days, but I'm very grateful. I just said, okay, God, whatever the reasoning is, these things are not happening because of some weird fluke. It had to be some kind of angel intervention, and the way it was, I think, where I was going. I needed to be there when nobody else was in this place because it all worked out fine. So if we just take our time and realize that it's not necessarily our time, but the angels' time, and if we become aware of how they work with us and when they work with us. You know, I started to type my talk out a week ago, and 4 times in 10 minutes my computer froze up. Everything I typed out, nothing was saved except for maybe 2 lines. So finally, after the fourth time, I said, okay, fine, that's it. And you know what? I have this sitting here. I haven't read anything else. It's just, I have to know, and everybody has to know, how the angels work with this. And I figured that if they're going to keep freezing up my computer, evidently what I thought I needed to stand up here and talk about was not that bad. So become aware, be happy, be satisfied, and know that wherever you are, that's where you are supposed to be, because the one thing we are supposed to be is examples of love. And if you're being an example of love, you know what? Things are really going to go well for you. Look at Ruthie. Of everybody in here, I think she could probably get up here and complain for 20 minutes, and everybody would say, you know what, honey, you have a right to complain. But you never hear her complain. She uses her illness as her ministry. That is her platform. That is, you know, she gets up and she probably goes more than any of us. And she probably does more God work than any of us. And, you know, we get a cold and we're sick in bed and we get a sore muscle and that, and we can't walk quite well. So we're staying home and we're complaining, and she just says, well, you know what, my legs don't work real great, but boy, I got the scooter and I can go out there and she smiles and she sings and she plays the piano, and she is an example of love on a constant basis. And even when she doesn't feel good, she looks a little peaked. You can think, you know, she doesn't look like she feels good, but she's really happy and she's smiling. And so if we can learn from anyone, let's learn from Ruthie. Because I haven't got all the answers. All I know is that next time I'm having these human things, because MS is a human thing. You know, any illness is a human thing. Next time I'm having a human experience, I really want to try and be spiritual. And not let those ugly emotions and thoughts keep creeping up. And so my wish for all of you is that you can have this too. And that maybe the end of the year we can all say, you know what, we did it. And what a good year that will help us have. And I know I'll feel a whole lot better. And I know my husband will be a whole lot happier for it too. So thank you. Finish.